This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Protests are planned for this hour in Denver after the police killing of George Floyd, an unarmed black man in Minneapolis this week. Protests turned violent in Denver last night as police and protesters clashed. Windows were broken and officers used tear gas to disperse crowds. State Representative Leslie Herrod was there. She says today's protests have forced the closure of today's legislative business at the Capitol.
Out of, I think, an abundance of caution in understanding that it's important to, again, allow space and voice for those who want to talk about police brutality, should have that space, and it's safer for, I think, the legislature to continue to convene on Monday.
Stay with CPR News for more on the protests later this afternoon. This year's Pikes Peak Ascent has been canceled. The annual event in August features runners racing 13 miles up to the summit of Pikes Peak.
Organizers say the size and format of the race, including van transportation down the mountain, is prohibitive under COVID-19 restrictions. The ascent is paired with the Pikes Peak Marathon, which also races up the trail, but includes a return leg down the mountain. Organizers say they plan to seek state approval to hold the marathon, with modifications geared toward meeting public health guidelines. Refunds are available to ascent runners, or they can defer entries until next year or donate their fees to El Paso County Search and Rescue and the Rocky Mountain Field Institute. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
It's 91 degrees and clear in Fort Collins, and there's a chance of thunderstorms after 4 this afternoon going into the evening. This is CPR News.